We got a back-to-back one. Back from vacation. Saturday podcast yesterday. Sunday podcast today. Another full house with a lot of new players, except for Alicia and Toby. We got three new players. Three dropped out, three replacement. Like replacement teams.
Yeah. Different from yesterday.
Different from yesterday.
Not the B team, however.
Yeah, no.
But we have...
yesterday.
We have Donna Artazzotti from Somerville, Massachusetts.
Good morning, Gloucester. And Dave Moore, who also is from Somerville, Massachusetts.
Dave Moore? Who's Dave Moore?
You know Dave Moore?
Middle of the night response to everything.
He's from Korea? From Korea.
The guy in the comments on every...
Oh, the guy that posted...
Yeah.
He's from Somerville?
Somerville, Massachusetts. Yes, he is.
I had no idea.
Yep, he told me that in one of
I don't
posts.
Read any of his comments. Because it's just... It's
he's
there's
awesome.
A thousand of them. I just go, approve.
Awesome.
And I assume that he's not saying anything nasty.
Never.
He could write in them, much like a lot of the press releases that get sent to me, in the middle of it, it could say, Joey is a complete asshole. And it would still get approved because I just assume he's Dave Moore.
Yeah.
Dave
and he's always coming up with positive things.
Commenting,
nice guy.
Right, in positive ways and like adding links and whatnot as, you know, any of us, other than maybe you, spend actually posting these things. So
he's awesome.
He's great, good FOB. And he's in South Korea?
Yes.
Yeah, hopefully he's not in North Korea,
sure,
right?
He's in South Korea.
Anyway, we have Donna Artazzotti. We have Nicole Schraft.
Good morning.
We have Alicia.
Hello.
Cox the Wolf.
Oh, this
Mr. Voice. Effervescent, who brought in a couple good topics for today's podcast. Toby Pett. Yeah, sorry. I just assume everybody knew when I said Mr. Effervescent.
Good morning, Gloucester.
He the dramatic pause. And Super K, Kay Foley, up in his house.
Good morning.
Looking all pretty. It is Pride Stride Day. If Donna's wearing her Pride Stride
sweatshirt
hoodie, yes, very
there.
Nice. Pride Stride is something that has gone on for a bazillion years.
Oh, 26, I think.
26 years.
Not sure, but
I think it's more than that now.
Yeah, it might be more than that.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago. But it is such an awesome thing, and it helps so many organizations. And I feel like it's happened so many times that it flies under the radar for everybody. But that probably, I bet you there's a certain group of people that have done it every year, and they make it a ritual every year.
The YMCA.
YMCA,
Oceans Alliance, the Health. I think Open Door.
There's a ton of organizations that benefit.
28th
annual.
28th annual. So kudos to everybody involved there. You know, this is one of those things, just another one of these Gloucester things where we...
Want to sing that song now. Just one of those things. Just one of those.
Well, they raised over $1 million. I mean,
how much?
Over $1 million.
Over $1 million.
I forget the specifics,
TLC,
but they raised quite a bit.
So there's that. We want to give thanks to Aaron and Sam Ruley, who brought by a big box of hazelnut K cups.
K's perfect timing, because I am.
For Super K, because Super K said that's her favorite flavor. We also want to mention, Donna brought this up. Have you posted this yet, Donna?
Yes.
You've posted, okay. Gloucester Go Fish Bingo. This is sponsored, I'm fairly certain it's sponsored by the
Downtown.
Gloucester Downtown Merchants Group. Have kind of gone off on their own. They're doing their own marketing. And they have, it looks like a bingo square. And each one has a different... thing.
Description, and that description goes with the
right
score.
I'm gonna read the instructions. How to play. When completing a square, the participating business will mark that task with a sticker. One purchase, one square. Only one square may be crossed off per purchase. Complete a line in any direction and you may submit your board for a raffle drawing. Complete up to three lines for three chances. Complete the entire board to be entered in the grand prize raffle. Drop off your signed completed sheets to Premier Imprints, Harbor Goods Life is Good store, or the Weather Vane to be entered in the raffles. This is up. The prices range from dining and shopping gift certificates, lunch with Mayor, Safathia, Romeo, Thekin, a trip for two on the schooner Ardell, two tickets on Captain Bill's Whale Watch, a membership to the Maritime Gloucester Museum, and many more. Promotion runs from April 22nd through May 22nd.
Yep.
Really
good
fun.
I think you posted it, Donna.
Yeah. I did. I posted
Joey's a fast reader, so.
Yeah.
No, but
it's...
Oh, should we not bring things up on the podcast? We're just going to blank space the whole time?
Thanks. It's kind of fun. You never know. You know, you could win. I got one sticker so far, but... Nice.
Now, the Downtown Merchants Group, that's different than the Chamber.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Totally, yeah. Okay. Completely different than the Chamber. Completely different from the Chamber.
Yes.
Yeah, so... Go do that. We want to say, oh, Donna, I want you to talk about, you went to the CB Fisk thing. Oh. Explain what it was and how it went.
They made an organ, and I'm talking not just a little keyboard thing, you know, one of those huge pipe organ, and it's going to sell North Carolina to, forget the name of the Episcopal Church, it's Pines, South, North Carolina. Spectacular time yesterday. They, Greg Bova, FOB, took people on tours all around. You see how they make the pipes and the people who were getting this beautiful pipe organ were there.
Oh, nice.
So I got to meet them.
Each organ is named Opus. And
yeah,
it's the Opus, is it 162 or whatever it is?
Yeah, I forget the name and the number. And they also have these scaled models that they do that are just beautiful.
They have a room that has all the scaled models in it. And that is like museum quality room
museum
as it is.
Quality.
And they kind of like build the space around where they're going
to
put these things in. These installations take like a month or two.
And they have to then put it together, then they take it down, disassemble it, and then bring it to where it's going. But every time you go to these, the people who are getting the organs are there.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. You meet them, you talk to them. They tell us where they're going to have their lunch and what they've been doing. They were swimming the KBM Arena, you know. And it was a really what I love. Every time I go, you learn something new.
It's very cool. The artisan
cool.
space with all the people that work there are hardcore into like the craftsmanship of these incredible works of art. They're huge works of art.
And hand done. I mean, the
everything
wood,
is
the
hand done,
petals,
yeah.
the, you know.
Everything,
just,
yeah.
What, just one more group or organization located here in Cape Ann that does world-class.
World-class.
Yeah, right. No question about it.
And it's also, the people who work there are a lot of fun. Because in their offices, they have funky posters up, and they celebrate what they do.
Yeah, they love it. Everybody that's there is there. I'm sure. I don't know what they get paid, and I'm not talking about what they get paid, but I bet
they love it.
I bet that they do it. The main reason that they're there before anything else is the love of the craft and being part of this team.
And it's amazing how when Greg was doing his spiel, how knowledgeable. They are about the history of a pipe organ. The Greeks and some of it BC. I mean, it was just...
Oh, so when you go to these open houses, they kind of give the...
You can go on a tour.
Yeah, and they give a little lecture.
Or you can wander around, buy stuff. There's always food, which is always good.
brings out people, but
it was mobbed.
It's funny, I'm going to bring this up, because I always have to bring this up, like, there's certain people that go to events, like, they don't really care about the event, but they go there to eat the grub.
Yeah.
There's always the same people, too.
There was a couple on the blog this week that was mentioned, please come to our opening, there'll be wine and snacks and food.
You bring food.
We should have James make a separate calendar of just the places.
One of the categories will be these ones will have food, so they can really dissect it down for those people. They really care nothing about the art, but they're just going for the food. It's like, bang, okay, we could go to this one at 1 o'clock. There's an event at 2 o'clock, but they're not going to have food, so we'll just take a little bit of a break. Then there's something at 3 we can hit over here in Magnolia. This is good. And that'll have to be a category that you can check the box off, and it'll include that.
It would be fabulous. But the whole thing is, every time we go, Rick and I have gone every year since I've been doing these. I just find myself very interested in how the pipes, organs, and you can look at
there
it
you
all.
Go. Toby Pett
cool.
brought up this
it's
week,
very cool.
He submitted, I was on vacation, and he brought up the new change of ownership on, that is Railroad Ave.
Correct.
Former location of Steve's, former location of, was it the Depot Diner or something?
Yeah. Most
former location
was
of Katerina's,
not Katrina's.
And now new ownership, new management, not ownership,
new management.
Greg's. I'm assuming it's going to be basically the same thing that they've been
pizza,
doing.
Pizza, roast beef, you know, you know, those little beef salads, big, you know, kebab salads.
Now, when I was looking back at the history of this place, I noticed that you had commented on the last ownership that they had great salads, I believe, and you were ordering it for your work.
It was. Was it Katarina? Was it Katarina's?
Yeah.
So you like
good salads.
Yeah. So we'll have to check it out. Well, you know, this week, Toby, I'll buy lunch for us.
Okay.
Yeah. All of us?
No, not all of us. I don't know, that kind of fun.
No, but I mean, I'm sure if they got a really good, like, chicken kebab salad, that would be fabulous.
The Greeks can't mess that up.
No.
We might have to try their pizza. Okay. So, Nicole had a subject, Rockport. Youth baseball. What level is it called?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not very well versed on this. But Thatcher is going to be 8, so I think it's like the first and second grade age maybe, and then the rest of the upper ages had their tryouts and whatnot to be placed on a team. But while I was away, we got an email saying that youngest, the non T-ball, but the, you know, the first age group for the Rockport Youth Baseball.
It's before T-ball.
No, it's
after T-ball and before.
So the youngest age group, they. They're just looking for more players. So I think it's a 7 and 8 year old team, and they need about 6 or 7 more first and second graders from Rockport, which there aren't, you know, that many to begin with to sign up. And there's a new thing this year where 6 year olds, if they're like an older 6 who have played a year T-ball, they can play too. So maybe there's some siblings or whatnot who weren't aware.
Is there a Facebook page, or where would they?
You can go to the Rockport. I think it's a Rockport Diamond Baseball. But if you just do a Google search for Rockport baseball, you could probably just find it.
Google, what's
I'm
that?
Guessing.
What is that
new thing?
What is that Google thing?
Google
you speak
is
of
your friend.
What is that Google thing you speak of?
You are dumb.
All right, so there we go. We got past that one.
I'm getting my haircut.
We want to wish Gretchen Hill the best of luck in her new studio at 65 Pleasant Street. I wonder where. Do we know
I'm
where that
so
location
excited.
Is?
Yeah. Gretchen is awesome.
Which is
saltwater massage.
Wow.
You should see the transformation. It's really scary to walk in there. And it's just beautiful. They did such a good job with it, and I'm so excited.
It was getting, the reason Alicia is saying this is Alicia and Chris, her husband, ran Mamie's Kitchen out of this space, and they basically gutted it, didn't they?
Oh yeah.
And it's like this peaceful, tranquil, beautiful space that they built.
But yeah.
The best part was it came with a GMG sticker.
Yes.
Yeah, Gretchen's place. I can't believe it. It was like that. When I haven't been in there yet, but I've seen the pictures. She's on Instagram.
Yeah.
It looks unbelievable. Her website is saltwatermassage.com, so go there.
By appointment only.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, yeah. I think she has her like phone number outside as well. She's had some of the chalkboard stuff outside, so you can call her, Facebook her, go do, you know, but she's
Instagram.
By appointment only.
Is she doing yoga or classes or something of that?
I think she does a lot of, they do joint work, they'll do, I don't know, it's Sunjoy, the other yoga studio that was downtown.
Yoga Joy.
That. So I think that she does partnership kind of.
I think James Eaves was hoping that there would be some sort of class there that he could dash out of Cape Angie Clay in the middle of the day and go do, you know, just walk over and do a yoga class. And
Well, here's a question now about yoga, about massage. Would you get a massage from someone of the same sex?
I do.
Yeah.
I would never get a massage.
See, okay, there you go. Donna says you would. You would have
it from a man.
You would not have it. You absolutely would not have it from a man.
It's weird.
Because it's just, you know, I don't.
You would only have
a male
it. From, see, I feel the same way. I would not have it from a man, but I am a man.
Well, see, that's different.
Wait. Nicole, where are you?
I haven't had a lot, but I would. I think a professional is a professional. Yeah. They're there because they want to, you know, they're barking up the wrong tree. So I think I think I'd go either way.
You go either way.
I mean, you also,
Nicole, for the record, goes either way. Okay, Alicia.
There you go.
Set myself up for that one, didn't I?
As a woman, I won't go to a man.
You wouldn't go to
a man. But my massage therapist, Stephanie Mitchell, right here at Couture Salon,
she's
right across the way.
Amazing.
Oh, that's your chick?
That's who I go to.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A little shout out for her. Toby?
I'm with Nicole. If they're professional and they're competent. I have been to some women who just aren't strong enough to give me the deep tissue massage that I need because... Mm-hmm. Has a lot of issues.
Yeah. Stephanie will get in there.
Deep,
she's awesome.
Deep. Yeah. And Kate?
No, just woman. I couldn't.
Yeah. You couldn't have a man touching you like that.
No.
Chris will only go to a woman.
Only
he won't
one.
Go to a man either.
You just have a have a porno like flash in your mind some like horrible scene of some dude like going inappropriate places.
Some Lifetime movie.
Too close. Anyway, yeah. It's just
because they gotta kind of get up and in a thigh.
Yeah,
yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
however, my gynecologist is a man.
That's what I was just saying. So,
I couldn't.
Isn't that the funny thing?
You have. Let's go through this now. Donna, do you have a male or a female gynecologist?
Now it's a female, but when I had my kids, it was a male. There wasn't that many female. GYNs, OBs. They weren't there.
Well,
they were all
Keenan's
men.
Dr. Keenan's like 80.
Hey,
yeah.
Love Dr. Keenan.
Yeah.
I just winced. They high-fived over some old dude touching the coochies. And I just winced. I just completely just, I'm like, oh, wow. 80-year-old dude. Like, well, Toby doesn't have this issue, thankfully. And Kate will says that she'll only go to a woman.
Only, yeah, my... primary care is a man that I usually see on your
the nurse practitioner.
If you're a primary care, does a primary care doctor go down to another region?
It depends.
Most people go to their gynecologist. Yes. You can do all that at the nurse practitioner.
Yes.
If it's a guy?
Yes.
They're going to touch a coochie?
Oh, yes. Who delivered my babies?
No, I get that, but that's different than a physical.
You can choose your yearly physical to have some of that done if you want. I always say no thank you when I go to my normal gynecologist to do that.
Now,
also as a man.
But if a man is doing the GYN, a woman has to be in the room.
Did you hear that?
Which is interesting.
A woman has to be in the room.
This is a podcast. We can't talk over each other. So... Donna just brought up a good subject, a thing that if there's a male gynecologist, a woman has to be in the room.
Yes. Really?
That's probably for insurance purposes, so he doesn't get sued. Like, they can't. It's probably to protect him.
Yeah,
probably to protect him more than anyone else, so that he can't be accused of anything.
Right.
You know.
Huh. Yeah. Right. But when you have your OB, when you're having a baby, at one point, you don't care who's in the room.
No.
You're just like, I don't care. So
that's a whole different animal.
Yeah.
Like down there when that's going on.
Yeah.
So
but I mean, you know, right? That's the thing now. You have to.
It's just shaking her head.
I just think,
there's.
Okay.
How many. What percentage. What percentage of. Do you think. What percentage of guys go in to, like, get a massage and, like, the creepy guys that get like a legitimate massage, not a massage parlor where they're giving you a hand crank. Like, what percentage of guys do you think gets aroused?
100.
Yeah.
100, really? No.
Well, I don't know, Toby.
No, because you fall asleep.
Is it 99% or is it 100?
Not you.
It depends, I think, on the guy's age too. Like
why do you think an older guy is more likely to get?
I think a younger guy because they do all the time. So, you know.
Well, when I was like 31 or 32 years old, maybe 33, I went to the Atlantis and I had a massage done in, you know, one of their spa rooms and stuff like that. And I fell asleep and I woke up with a chubby. But it wasn't because I wasn't thinking sexual thoughts about the masseuse, because the masseuse was this like Miss Helga, like this like huge like Austrian woman. Like I don't even remember thinking sexual thoughts. I just woke up.
So what did happen was
with a semi like not full on, but like, you know, like a morning chubby.
Well, that's what.
And like, and she tapped, but the worst part about it was, like, she tapped me and asked me to turn over, which was really embarrassing. But so I wonder, like.
Thanks for sharing.
Now the whole world.
No wonder
I just heard.
Sleep
at night.
It happens. It's natural. This is nature.
We hope it was nature.
This is nature versus nurture.
You had before you fell asleep.
Nature versus nurture.
Joey said he liked the little clam on his French fry.
Oh, yeah. He told me all about that. Made me listen to it.
He's like, you get it? The clam on my French fry? I'm like, oh. This just went.
I don't know if that was a setup. I don't know if Paul Morrison like had that set, like threw the softball over the plate for me to knock out of the park on that one. Yeah. So anyway. So our next topic.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Get my rosaries.
Oh, did I say I will not have a man do my massage? By the way. So, for the record.
Just in case you wake up with a chubby.
Yeah, that was really freaky. Yeah, that was really hot.
It would confuse you.
Yeah, I don't want to be like some.
Because then you have to determine whether to have a male or female psychiatrist afterwards.
Yeah.
When you woke up with the chubby, with the male masseuse. It's another role.
It happens. All these levels. There's a lot of levels. I want to. We got to thank James for people that when they, by the time this podcast airs, the information will be on the podcast because I the same graphics that I sent you guys before the podcast with the navigation buttons that I asked James to design for us, James Eves from Cape Ann G Clay.
So good.
20 maybe would have. Birdie, yeah, for that birdie lady. Can't find it. Maybe would have. Is this really
let me Google
obscure
that
street
you.
That nobody goes to? Maybe would have. Very not well traveled. Really? So anyway.
I'm sorry.
So let's talk. Can we talk about that?
I can't get the morning.
What did you?
She can't even look at you. Dawn, I can't make eye contact anymore with
what?
You.
I can't talk to Dawn. Nicole, which one did you prefer?
I like the darker blue.
Yep.
And
caps or
yeah, I don't know. Well, it was hard for me to tell because the lowercase option was only on the pastel-y ones, but I think probably lowercase, capital, you know, beginning and then lowercase, but definitely the darker blue.
Darker blue for you?
I like the green in the multicolor, but I'll go with the darker blue. Lowercase.
The green would clash, I think, with the theme of, on the sides. If it was just the green for everything. So
not multicolor. That'd be too girly, I think.
You don't. You didn't. You weren't into the see.
I think the light blue is too light.
Okay, Toby.
I like the darker blue, and I like upper and lowercase in general. I don't like just all caps.
Okay.
I like the darker blue because here's the lighter blue.
Yeah, yeah.
But it used to be darker before I went swimming with it. But you know, but I like the darker blue.
You like the darker blue,
and not all caps either.
What did you come up with?
It's like shouting.
I think the middle, the one in the middle.
That was the darker blue. Yeah. I, you know, I went towards that too. The only thing I was wondering was if they're all the same color, will people be more apt to like just scroll past everything, or do the different colors differentiate each category?
Oh,
or, true. I didn't want to bring it up before. I didn't want to say that, but in the post, I wanted people to make up their own mind, but.
Can't you play around with it? Can't you have it like one day have it, you know, all dark blue, and the next day have it all pastel?
I don't want to bust James' balls to have to go through. They're all going to be hyperlinked, so you have to go in and you have to edit
each color,
button and the spacing, because I want it to be. So where this is going to be, it's going to be stickied at the top of the blog.
Okay.
That top post, which is kind of a mess right now. It's like it has Nicole's picks, it has Cape Ann Wellness, it has Think Energy, it has all this other stuff. I wanted it to be a much more clean, professional look and not all over the place. It's also where we sticky the latest podcast.
Yeah, right.
And he's going to put a button there for the events that have wine and food, right?
Yeah, got to add that.
It's in the calendar.
Oh, that's in the calendar. That's a level down. Yeah.
So can there be this is what I would do. That, like, taking into consideration what you just said, I would do, like, every other. So maybe, like, take the green or take, like, the two different shades of blue and piggyback, you know, so every other one, but not have, like, the five or six different colors that were in the third option because that was just too much.
Mm.
And they're just really pastel-y. And
so now we don't have...
I think people are going to read it.
What?
People are going to read it.
People aren't...
No, they're going to. They're not...
If they're looking for something,
I don't
they're
think color is going to make a difference.
Yeah.
Presentation,
Kate. Yeah, it's the way after you just go to a blog after a while, like say the Gloucester Daily Times. We talked about this. Me and you talked about this yesterday. The Gloucester Daily Times, right? Can you ever remember one single ad that has been in the sidebar of the Gloucester Daily Times website? Can you point to one?
I think it's two different things.
I'm asking you a question.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
You can't remember one, right? That's the answer, right?
I don't look, so you can't answer that.
No.
What I'm kidding, that you need to answer the question to get to the point of what I'm trying to make. Can you point to a single ad that you remember? Can you? No.
It's like on Facebook. I don't pay attention to the right side.
Anything in the right-hand column, right? It's all in the middle, what's in front of you, and if everything is kind of like monotone, like black and white off to the side or whatever, it doesn't command attention design wise and how effective, like, you know, we're talking about these are call to action, but in marketing it's call to action. Mm-hmm. Call to action in the right hand side that no one ever pays attention to, you're throwing money out the window, right? Your effort is wasted. In this case, we want the effort not to be wasted. We want call to action. We want people to click on these buttons to go to where we want it to be useful, pretty, and everything else. So
And to remember.
Yeah, see, a lot of people, so the people that get, now for the people that subscribe to the blog and get the newsletter at the end of the night, that top post never appears to them at all. Because that post shows up in it, like at that post was posted in 2011,
right?
And it's just kept sticky at the top. Mm-hmm. The things that go in the newsletter are things that freshly posted for the day get aggregated and get sent through email. Right. So those people like they're not even aware of anything, like the comment section in the sidebar or the links to Facebook or anything, like they're not even aware of it.
But we get the email as the post comes through. I see them.
So some people subscribe that way. There's a million different ways people get.
Well, I think because I have a WordPress account.
You see it through Facebook. Yeah. If people subscribe through WordPress, they get every time there's a post, they get an email, I could imagine that would be overwhelming for some people.
I got that at first, and then I had to get off that because that was so much.
Overwhelming to you.
Yes.
Some people get, they subscribe to the FeedBurner feed, which they get an email blast at the end of the night, which is an aggregation of all the posts. Right. Some people see it through Facebook, and some people
goes to Twitter.
And some people go directly to, you know, they bookmark goodmorninggloucester.com and they go directly there. So we have all these different, things, but the point is we're trying to make it so that people can get to the, some people like certain topics, you can really drill down that way. Yeah. So there you go. Thank you to James. Nicole.
Yes.
How you went away with your kids for April vacation.
Yes.
How did you pick Virginia Beach?
We have our big Nantucket trip coming up at the end of June that eats a lot of our travel funds for the year, you know. So we always ask the kids if they want to go somewhere further away, like Mexico or something, or whether they want to do Nantucket, and they just, they love doing Nantucket. So we spend a lot of our money on that every year, and the kids get psyched for it. But we had a crappy winter, as you all know, so we decided kind of last minute that we wanted to get out of Dodge, but we wanted to drive.
Someplace
so, we have a timeshare.
Warmer than here.
Yeah, so we have a timeshare week that was going to expire in like August if we didn't go somewhere anyway, so it was free.
Oh.
So I just kind of kept on searching for like 3 or 4 days somewhere that would be drivable. But warm.
What's the web? Is there in? You have a website that you go to that
our timeshare is through a company called Interval.
Okay.
So I just go to their website and did a search for
Will you bank your timeshare week and then you pick where you want to go?
Yeah. Well, we can. Yeah, we do that. So we have a week every year, and then you have like a ton of other little getaway options. And this was just a freebie that they threw at us
last year or something.
Yeah, we did that in November too because we had another week. That
so here's a question: like knowing what you know about the timeshare, when you bought it, you bought it because you thought it was a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what you've not, whatever fees that they happen to be, now that you're into it for a couple of years, would you do it again?
Yeah, definitely. But we also bought a really kind of inexpensive timeshare. We went down to the Cape right before we got married, so like forever ago, and And my husband was like, we're not going to buy it. You know, they offered free plane tickets to Hawaii that, of course, had like 9,000 blackout dates. He was sitting there like, we're not going to do it. But I went off and bought it on my own. And it's a great deal. I mean, the dues get, you get that bill in January right after Christmas. So it's kind of a big whack to the bank account. But
well, that's the question, is that are the dues as much as what you would cost you if you were going
to
go?
Yeah, we pay, I think it's $550 a year. But I try to be smart and just send the
for
money. We get 1 week, but then you get all these getaway vacations. So you get our one free week a year. You can go anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And it's totally free. So we went down to Virginia Beach, which was not like super exotic, but it turned out to be a great vacation, great resort, like clean and perfect and huge kitchen.
Oh, once you get there, are there resort fees on top of that?
No.
Okay.
So, but then in addition to that, so we're always telling people, like, you want to go away, look at our timeshare, because you can go plug in where you want to go, and for like anywhere from $299 to like $499, any one of your friends can book a vacation anywhere in the world for like nothing, like $300-$400 a week sometimes.
Oh,
and it's always a full kitchen, a bedroom. Like, if you, because I'm a teacher, I don't have the ability to travel whenever I want, but if you're flexible, so we've had people book their honeymoons through our timeshare. We've had friends just go away.
Look into that.
Yeah, so for that too.
No.
Yeah, well, when you have no team.
I'm on the other side of it. You know, I lose business when my accounts, clients buy timeshares. I mean, it keeps my hotels open. You have 50% of the rooms that are filled.
Did you see the lips?
It's hilarious.
But, I mean, it keeps...
Right.
You should have heard that in the mic.
I get it, but, you know, I think...
You gotta take care of your own. Yeah,
I have to
understand.
Take care of my people.
Yeah, there you go.
And you said the right thing, right?
You said exactly the right thing for your situation.
It's awful when I go into one of my accounts and they say, you know, my clients came home and bought a timeshare. I just lost, you know,
$10,000 future revenue.
You know, future revenue because they purchased a timeshare. But it's a huge part of, you know,
travel.
Travel, hotels, you know, in general.
You get it.
The hidden bed, you know.
There are a lot of good deals out there.
Well, I'll tell you, the way it is right now, April, the way the schools are and everything else, like, you can't take your kids out of school outside of April. They're cracking down on that more and more every single year. So April vacation, you want to go someplace warm. After this past winter, everybody wanted to go someplace warm.
Well, February is a big one.
I searched every single day from January through beginning of April for flights to get down to Naples, to my mom's place in Naples, and everything was like, it was the cheapest flights were $550. I offered my girls, I says, what do you guys want to do? Do you, like, how about if we do a road trip and we'll just book hotels as we go, we'll find cool places and we'll book hotels, and that's what we did. The reason I was curious, like, Virginia Beach, out of all the places I was.
I wrote that on Facebook last night. I was definitely apprehensive, and I feel bad because I have friends who live in the area. They don't live in Virginia Beach. They live in like Richmond and or DC or Maryland or whatever. And we did that on the way home. So they live in like the Virginia area and lovely, lovely communities. And I was kind of digging Virginia Beach a little bit because I was worried. I thought it was going to be a little bit.
Trashy.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that. And when we drove in on Saturday night, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. There were like college kids everywhere, and my husband was like, "Oh shit," you know. Once we got to the resort, it was really lovely and cute, and we saw none of that for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
So I was definitely apprehensive, but it was, you know, it was a 10-hour drive, and it was perfect. And again, you can't buy a plane ticket.
Did you go straight, or did you make any stops?
We did. I had to teach a grad class Saturday morning, so we couldn't leave until like 1 o'clock on Saturday. We drove straight through. We hit a ton of traffic. It was a Yankees game in New York, so we it took way longer than we thought, but we got there. It ended up being like 11.5 hours, and we drove straight through. Our kids are really good on the go, though.
God bless them.
Yeah.
My sister. So I had my girls from Friday to Friday of April vacation, and on Saturday afternoon, I get a text from Felicia saying, let's go. Let's get in the car. We'll go visit. We'll drive straight down. We'll go see Ma. My mom was in Naples at the time. I said, I got the girls for, you know, we're already 2 days in to this trip. It's going to take us a day and a half minimum, 2 days
each way.
I have 1 day down there and turn around to drive back. Like, not my idea of fun. And she begged me, and I'm like, what? I don't know how you can't see how this would not be a good thing. You know, perhaps if I had like when they got out of school that first day, gone, and maybe we got 3 days out of it down there. It would have been a little different, but yeah, I can't
see. Well, we're driving to Charleston, South Carolina for a wedding. Yeah. On May 16th, the wedding is. And, you know, I had never been to Charleston. I'm looking forward to it. So I decided to look into flying. Cost a fortune.
Because it's not a hub. Oh, is it?
$1,200. It'd be cheaper if I went to Detroit first.
So then if you fly, you have to get a car, too.
So when you were down there, so there's this whole, there's this whole thing with this Freddie Gray, the another whole situation like the last black kid that got shot and stuff. But they're protesting big time down there. Did you see any of that?
Well, it's funny. We left Virginia. We drove. We stopped in the Naval Yard in Portsmouth and whatnot. Spent a few hours there. The kids were psyched, and then we got up to Baltimore, checked into our hotel, and went to the Sox game. And it's wasn't thinking. We went to Camden Yards, and there was a ton of police action around the ballpark.
And you didn't know what it was about.
Yeah, I really didn't. Like, I was totally naive to what was happening. And then the game, and you know, the game ended, and we left. We had a blast.
Did you go to Booth Powell's?
We didn't go anywhere because we spent so much time down in the Navy Yard and whatever that we.
I mean, at Camden Yards.
Did we go where?
Booth Powell's.
No.
Place for ribs.
No, that's what I mean. We didn't go anywhere. We got to the game like at 7:01. We sat in our seats. We watched the whole game, and left and got, because by then it was 11:30. But so anyway,
the kids lasted till 11:30. Baseball game.
Yeah. Wow. Well, the lights. It's exciting.
I don't know.
They were
baseball's
hanging out with
tough.
Their new friends. They were psyched. We had a good time. But so then the next day we were leaving, and again there were kind of like a lot of police. But I didn't think much about it until on the way home. And my mom sent me a text and said, "Good thing you got out of Dodge when you did. Things got worse today." And I was like, "What do you mean they got worse? The weather, the traffic?" And then she said the protest, and I was like, "Oh, that's right."
So they, do you know? I just read about this morning. The Red Sox Baltimore game yesterday.
Last night. Got really ugly.
They didn't let anybody the fans leave. They says it's not safe outside. There's violent protests going on outside the stadium. And you know, you take your family to a baseball game. You don't expect. How would you like to be the city of Baltimore Chamber of Commerce head right now?
And especially in
like, who's
area?
Going there right now? I'm not like I Camden Yards.
It's beautiful.
Camden Yards. It's been bucket list. I've always, for the past 10 years, I've had on my bucket list go down to Baltimore for a Red Sox weekend. It's been on my bucket list.
Always been one of my favorites.
Have
you been
there?
Multiple times. Southwest does the special flights.
$59 fare or something like that.
$39
fare. I got to go one of these days. But anyway, so at this point, I'm not going. It's off of my list. And they redid the whole. It's near. I think it's near the park, like the waterfront district down there.
It's
supposed to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
Fantastic, but I'm not going down with riots.
And Camden Yards was the ballpark that got things going back to not a multi-purpose park, but a real baseball park. It's great. If you like baseball and you want to watch a game.
And you want to get locked in because there's violent riots outside, that's your ballpark.
That will pass.
That'll be over by the next
That's your ballpark.
But that area of Baltimore is really beautiful.
Yeah.
It went through a renaissance.
So there's a guy that comes here every summer. He comes and visits us because he loves to work in waterfront. He's from Baltimore, and he was on a waterfront, Baltimore waterfront redevelopment committee. Mm-hmm. This guy was, and he tells me that he's been coming here for like 15 years. He always stops in to say hi to us and check out the boats, and he was telling me I always tell him about the struggles we have. With the city getting development done because of the anti-development people want to stop everything, and he says we had the same exact fights down there to get anything done, and we finally found some leadership that just said we're not letting everything just deteriorate. We're moving forward with or without you. We're going forward, and now. The results, from what I understand, that waterfront, Baltimore waterfront, is unbelievable. Did you go down that part too?
We saw it. We wanted to go to the aquarium. We had all these things on our bucket list to do with the kids, and we just you can only fit so much into one day. So I'm going to go back hopefully this summer and do like a 3-day weekend with them because there's so much to do.
Friend of the blog, Al Bazanson, Green Dragon Schooner, very involved in the Schooner Festival. They have like a schooner festival down there, and it's based out of this area,
right.
And all the schooners are in this section of the town.
And it's a really it's kind of funny though when you're down in Baltimore, which I actually liked it, but you go down one street and say, I'm going back the other way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it has
a lot of big cities today.
Oh, yeah, but it hasn't expanded. You know, that waterfront hasn't expanded yet out to a little bit further.
They say, though, like down in Baltimore, like it's like, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chicago, too, there's a lot of big cities that have those issues.
Yeah, but it's like a...
Black and white.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like a wall.
Not literally. We understand that just for sake of no one thinking that was a racial remark.
Right. No,
he's talking about differential.
You cross one street, and it's total different
name. Yeah, I know, black and white.
But if you do go down there, I recommend behind right field, Boo Powell's. If you like ribs...
I remember Boo Powell playing.
He was the old first baseman for years and years and years.
Well, that's one of the great things about the park is that it's so family friendly. Ribs. There's tons of restaurants. There's so much to do. So,
did you have juice there from? Did your friends at the Red Sox organization give you juice to get in there, or was it completely separate?
Yeah, no. I just emailed the front office and asked for tickets.
Hello again.
Well, that's why you were sitting with Mookie Betts' buddies.
They were right behind us. They were really funny.
There you go.
My new
juice.
Cookie.
All right. I'm gonna move on to this topic. I've been obsessed. Kate will attest to this. I've been obsessed with Instagram lately.
Insta Joey.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't enjoy anything. It's like, let's go for a walk. Wait, hold on. Let me take a picture.
Oh.
And he does one finger. You know, you gotta go.
Use your thumbs.
That was nice.
Like dinner last night. Amazing dinner last night, but let me take a picture. And I'm like, can I have my first bite, or should I wait for you to Instagram dinner?
I was gonna love
that.
At least
he wasn't doing vines.
So that's great. So I'm really into Instagram. It's really, yeah, it's great, awesome. So the it's really clean format, really thin. And what I really like about it for the blog is that, like, you just take the copy URL and you can just embed it onto the blog. It makes it really easy to post.
Sometimes it doesn't show up. It's still, like, there's... Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
I think when it's...
when I'm on, like, my...
Yeah, a mobile, Safari. Mobile sometimes it doesn't pull it in.
According to Amy Benjamin, you have the best Instagram page.
Yeah,
I'll have to look you up.
I'm not on Instagram yet. I have no time.
You also need to upgrade. You need to update your Twitter profile.
I have the egg. I tried to do it from the car on the way to Virginia because I didn't even see. This is how infrequently I'm on Twitter. I saw your message. I don't know when you sent it to me, but I saw it in the car on the way to Virginia.
So you have
during
to update. Like people like don't pay attention to eggs.
Yeah.
They think that they're spam accounts.
Story of my life.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I like anybody that that sends me friend requests or whatever the hell it is. It's like I'd
they
say
have an egg, you
if
ignore.
They if they don't have a legitimate
have
thing, I like I consider
right.
it like spamming. Polly Walnuts emailed in this morning. He just got himself. There was some crazy sale on iPad Minis, and he asked me for a few iPad app recommendations. So I put together a little list. I'll go through it. Well, for us. Because we're contributors, the WordPress app is really super easy to post through. If you have that, Instagram. If you have Instagram, this game that me and my girls are obsessed with, Crossy Road. Do you know Crossy Road?
No, I know.
It's so fun.
I saw it downloaded.
Poopy Pigeon. That's my thing.
Crossy Road. I have to look that
my kids
up.
Have it because Joey recommended it. Well, Joey mentioned it once, and then like 3 months later, my kids were like, "Will you download?" And I'm like, "Oh, that's the one that Joey was talking about, dear Lord." And then in the back seat one day,
it's
out of nowhere, I just got a Poopy Pigeon. I'm like, "Oh shit!"
That's how I felt. I got a Poopy Pigeon too.
I had to text Joey and be like, "Now I know what you're talking about."
The Amazon app is awesome. Dropbox.
Dropbox.
Dropbox is like if you need to share big files.
I use Dropbox.
The way I get the podcast from the iPad to my the computer to edit it and stuff. There's no wires involved. It wirelessly goes. I upload it to Dropbox and it ports over to my hard drive on my computer. Really awesome because it'll, you know, where regular email has size limits on what you can send. Mm-hmm. Dropbox
so
will let you send
them.
Like
that's why
you know, 100
we get a lot
megs.
Of that in the HR world now when people have to send back their documents, they'll put it in a Dropbox.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I can't open it actually from my computer because it'll it'll say like
you have to be invited.
You have to.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Sometimes you have to. Great, sometimes it's not account. So great. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You have to invite them, and then they're calling anyways. What do you mean you're inviting me?
The Twitter app is great. If you have Amazon Prime, and everybody should mm-hmm. have Amazon Prime at this point because it's
Chris does.
It's awesome. Yeah, yeah, so there's the Amazon video on them. Like they, you have like it's like a whole new Netflix thing that you get free when you have Amazon right. Prime
mm-hmm. and music too.
And music, yeah, like millions and millions of songs for free, like crazy. Right. It's really good. So if you have that, you should download that app, Hulu and Netflix. If you have those, if you pay for those on your, for your television, you should have it on your iPad. And there's a photo management app for, I think it's for iPad, and I'm not sure if it's for iPhone, but it's called Carousel. And to find photos by dates and stuff like that, scrolling through everything, it is insanely beautiful and effective to find what you're looking for. And another one for graphic designers. What? What
are you laughing at? I almost fell off the chair.
Don't fall off the chair.
Please, you've already been in the hospital this week.
I was like, that's
going
to be really funny.
And the last one, Fonto. I'll provide the list in the show notes. But Fonto is like for graphics. You can... I almost tore my mic out. You can provide some really cool graphics with Fonto. I don't know if that one's
paid. I don't own a single eye product.
You don't, you're
Android. I physically don't. Yeah. So yeah. My kids have the iPod. Chris has the iPad and the eye whatever. I don't have anything. I like my Galaxy.
I like my Android phone because I feel like I can do more stuff for the blog with it. The sharing things are way easier, I have my iPad, and I think it's.
I have a little Samsung awesome Gallery.
Galaxy.
Galaxy.
How do you like that one? How do you like it?
It's good. Yeah. You know, I got it because I'm a
Dell
Sprint in Galaxy phone. You get these.
Is that wireless? Can you use that wireless?
Is that a notebook?
Oh wow, that's really awesome.
It's just a small tablet.
You should download the WordPress app for that.
Yeah, I can see it.
Looks the same as my phone.
Yeah, it's not as big as some iPads, but I like it because I can see things.
What's funny about the like phones and tablets now, like there's legitimately every like width of phone from like 3 inches up to like 12 inches now. Like there is something for every single size. There's going from mini phone to regular phone to slightly larger phone to phablet to tablet is like
watch.
The watch now.
And the watch, jeez.
Do you think that's going to be? What do you think about? What does everybody think? Do you
think it's too little.
Too little?
Yeah. I think it's too little.
You can't see it.
Well, I think it's too big for a watch. Anyway, but then I think it's too little for a to be usable.
And you know, people aren't going to get these until August.
Oh really?
And I was like,
just came out this week.
If it's got to have. Go for it, but the reason why I went to one of these 5.5s, the phablets, is because I wanted to get as much performance out of one device rather than having two or three or four.
Yeah.
And so that was the reason why I went early on to this size.
I feel like the watch is a little redundant. I'm sure it's probably going to be pretty cool technology for a total gadget freak, but I feel like it's redundant.
And no? What are you gonna
if you
do?
Have your phone on you.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have a tablet as well. I wanted, you know, whether it be a mini iPad or
like now knowing how smart, and I don't know what how the user interface works, but you know how small that screen is. I wonder how you
see it?
Type or is it all speaking?
Stylus maybe.
I'm afraid I wouldn't be able to see.
My nails would get in the way. How would I even like do that?
But you have Siri.
Yeah.
Siri's not always accurate.
Siri blows. No,
Kate is not a face. Kate. So driving with Kate. Let me give you an example of driving with Kate. She swears at Siri relentlessly. She is abusive to Siri. Siri abuse.
You use it as your map?
I use Waze, but not as a
GPS. So when I'm on the road and I'm going everywhere through New England, She sucks. I hate her.
There were multiple times on the way to Virginia that she had us get off the 95 and right back on again.
Yeah.
Freddie's like,
what
do you do?
She answered. She's like, what?
Get off an exit 70 and you go back down the ramp. And Freddie's like, really?
And then Alan does the same thing sometimes.
I have no idea.
And then when you pull in, you know, like, your destination's on the left. So I pull in left. She goes, make a U-turn.
Oh, yeah.
Make a U-turn.
Or you get off to get gas, heaven forbid. And I'm like, shut up. We're just going
to
try
to end it. And then the end.
Recalculating.
You know, you need a pause button. So you can be like, I understand I'm getting off to get gas or
that's
coffee.
When I start
but stop
her.
Talking to me. But there
that's
is no pause.
So
yeah, I'm getting fired up.
Yeah. I know, so hard.
I put some.
Hey,
I have a garment. And I put it in a different
that's
language.
How I felt with people who only use Google. Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. No, but I tell you, the mapping features, I don't. The only time I use I use Google Voice, which is the Android version, basically, of Siri.
I find it to be so much faster to type it in. It'll go, find closest CVS pharmacy location.
Oh, my God.
And I go, Google, CVS, Portland, Maine. There it is.
Yeah.
And he's still... CVS.
If you're driving, you can't really look down. So I use it because when I'm driving, so you don't have to type.
I'm professional driver.
I use my voice text all the time.
Do you talk in normal voice? Because my husband does
you're
that.
Really good
no, I talk normal.
You're a really good driver.
I'm like, shut up.
I talk normal to my text, then it comes up fine.
I am really good.
But if I talk normal,
but you, remember the
you
movie
can't read it.
No. It would be like,
it's a bunch of symbols. There's no letters at all. It's just a bunch of symbols for Donna.
I know. We should do that. After this, I want you to talk into a text and see what comes up.
I want to do a race.
What was Donna
trying to do? I want to do a results race. I want to film it. I want to do a results race.
Okay.
One person doing the one person doing Siri, one person doing Google Voice, and one person typing it out and see who gets to their desired results first.
Oh, and I've swiped.
It's on.
Swipe is the best. So you don't go what you said.
You don't take your finger off.
Nope. Yep. You just swipe. And done deal.
That must have to take like time to get used to.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. What do you mean swipe?
It's a keyboard alternative where you just go from letter to letter. You don't lift your finger up.
I do that. I like to pick the whole word thing now. I'm just getting the hang of that.
Yeah.
If you start to like write everybody,
yeah,
you gotta
watch
EV,
out,
and then
though.
It comes up and you press everybody that it's done.
It could be DMU autocorrect.
See, Android has had that for 4 years now, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Apple says that they just invented
it. You can download Swipe on your iPhone.
I had it before. I actually prefer a different one. Swift Key is my favorite Android keyboard. It's a little different. Swift Key will give you, you can do either. You can use it like Swipe or you can do it the other way. And it has really good predictive vocabulary and stuff. So there you go. Us geeks all getting it done here.
You know what scares me though? I'm in a restaurant. People are just on their phones and I'm like, could you look at each other? How did you plan to go? What, did you text each other and say, let's go to Passport for lunch?
It happens.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, but I see young
maybe
kids.
A studio.
Although Joey does use the good old fashioned telephone.
Yeah.
If he knows that there's some more.
She tell me that all the time that I'm the only person
the
that
only
calls
person
you
on
the
calls
phone.
On the phone.
I'm old. Yeah. That's why.
I'm
like, 90% of the time it's like
maybe
14.
And you have the best ringtone. Spread solo.
You have a special.
Yeah.
Really?
So for most people, yeah. Oh yeah. I should get one for you.
Okay. What's my ringtone? I should call you right now and do I have a special ringtone?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. We're gonna.
You're the only one that has.
You can set up. You can set up
for
it. Okay, is it on?
It's JoJo.
Okay, take it off of silent because I'm gonna call you right now. We're gonna see what my ringtone is.
I would love for it to be something super funny.
Spouse, right?
I actually don't. I have them all the same. All
right, here it is. Here it is. What did you say?
Nothing.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna dial Super K. This is my ringtone.
Morning wood.
Let's get it off.
What's that, the Bruins?
No, it's
nothing like as in shot score.
No, I think that's like a goal when
it's one of the ringtone options.
Oh, so mine
have a special section.
This is what comes on when Joey calls me.
Do you dance every time?
Yes, and then I go, I gotta answer it.
Right, so look up. We had that Red Solo Cup event, which was a lot of fun.
Remember we did that in the parade?
That was before I was a contributor. That was over at the
Dog bar, right? We did it also in the Horribles parade.
Got after it, yeah.
I was in a seagull costume. That was pretty hot that night.
Well, anyways, does anybody have anything they want to add before we wrap this bad boy up?
Did you mention the metal drive yesterday?
No, we did not.
Magnolia Metal Drive.
The historical grills,
toasters.
What, was it yesterday or is it, not is it coming
no, up? No, it's for the whole month. Excuse me.
She wanted to know whether or not we mentioned it on yesterday's podcast.
Oh, okay. So all month long, where do you bring your scrap metal?
To the Magnolia Historical Society on Magnolia Avenue.
They have a dumpster, the
old red schoolhouse.
Okay.
They have a dumpster out there, and it's a great way to get rid of metal in your house, like old grills, lawnmowers, things
so
like that.
So it's not...
No microwaves.
When I think of Magnolia Historical Society, I always think of the library, but we're talking about the red schoolhouse on Magnolia Avenue. Magnolia Avenue.
And they have a big dumpster there, I think till May 16th. And, you know, the money...
And don't fill it up with dirty diapers.
No.
Fill it up.
Because I already picked up enough of those yesterday. I don't want to go there. Or Niles Beach, but it's a great way to get rid of your
properly
lawnmowers,
toasters. Lawnmowers.
toasters.
Yeah, get rid of your toasters and your lawnmowers. In some of them, Massachusetts.
So they don't have toasters.
It's on Arizona.
Toasters.
So we're through that.
And on that note.
I'm going to take allocution lessons. I am.
Allocution. All right. Yeah. Well, listen, we had another great podcast. Thanks for everybody for coming. It's another week. It's going to be May.
May, yay.
Yeah, they only got a foot of snow last night up north.
Where?
Cannon Mountain North. Cannon in New Hampshire.
So they're still skiing?
They're still skiing.
Good help.
Half of the mountains have already shut down because there just aren't enough people, or more than half.
They're not thinking of it.
Well, that's right.
I didn't see much snow. I went by Sunapee yesterday, and
No, that's too far south.
Yeah, there wasn't much snow at all.
So Cannon's way up there. All right. For Donna Artizoni, Nicole Schraff, Alicia DeWolf Cox the Wolf, that too. Toby Pett and Super K.
Have a good week.
Take care, everybody.
Until next time.
Okay, do you want this?